When Sears opened its Santa Monica store way back in the 1940s, just blocks from the pier and the beach, thousands of eager customers lined up around the block to get in. But decades later, that department store giant hasn't had enough in the way of eager customers, and that store is just days away from closing. Sears offered three levels of everything from appliances to televisions to women's and men's clothing. But the building that it occupied, all the way down to its neon sign, was pure modern architecture, something that preservationists don't want to see go away. Frances Anderton hosts KCRW's Design and Architecture. She's here for DNA and ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Real estate in Santa Monica, especially in that part of the area, that we're talking downtown Santa Monica, right by the beach, continues to skyrocket. And so I imagine there are some big plans for this building.
Oh, absolutely. This building, by the way, is opposite one of the entrances to Santa Monica Place, a mile in downtown Santa Monica. Now, what the owners of the property, Seritage Growth Properties, announced they are going to replace Sears with is a, quote, vibrant mixed-use destination of retail, restaurants, and creative office space. So it will join rather similar business models opposite and then in Third Street Promenade.
You don't hear those words in a marketing statement.
Never.
When it comes to real estate.
Never. But of course, it does raise another question, which is, even as Santa Monica is booming, as you just said, retail or shopping malls have been going through the doldrums.
Through the doldrums, indeed. The city of Santa Monica declared that Sears building an historical landmark. And as you mentioned, it is right across the street from Santa Monica Place. So what does it mean that the fact you have this really old building, beautiful architectural gem there in downtown Santa Monica, right across from this newer, you know, what is it, Bloomingdale's is right there. You have so much on Colorado Avenue.
Yeah, and ArcLight made over. Well, what's happened is the expo line opened at Colorado and 4th. And what it has done is it is bringing thousands of people to the intersection of 4th and Colorado and then delivering those people down that stretch of Colorado, which has the Sears building on the left and Santa Monica Place on the right. So the owners of the Sears building were obviously thinking there are thousands of potential customers for a replacement business or replacement set of businesses.
And probably people who get off the train and are walking toward the Santa Monica Pier.
Correct. And what is so interesting about the proposed redesign, which will leave the original shell of the building alone and the features, because it is a historic landmark, but what they plan to do is bring in skylights, possibly add a translucent extra level, and most significantly, reorient the building. This is how it's described by Carol Lemline, who's the president of Santa Monica Conservancy.
The east-facing entrance, which has been a minor entrance in the past, will be treated as the primary entrance to the facility so that it will be very attractive from the expo line.
How does this fit, Frances, into what we're seeing happening to the department store and into the systemic problems that are really facing department stores?
Sears closure definitely is an example of closures that are happening all over the country. The Atlantic just ran a story. It reported 9 retail bankruptcies in 2017 alone. JCPenney's, Radio Shack, Macy's, Sears, Sports Authority, Payless. These companies are filing for bankruptcy, and it's not because people aren't shopping. They are, but they're shopping online. They're shopping via their phones. So these department stores and these malls that were a feature of our lives for 5 decades are having to reinvent themselves, and that's exactly what the Seritage Growth Properties at the Sears building will be trying to do. Just note that dining plays a big part. You now go to one-time malls in order to get fine dining.
Where people are doing dining as a destination and not necessarily as an afterthought after you buy a pair of shoes or a fancy dress. Frances Anderton, DNA and ATC. And by the way, Design and Architecture comes your way every Tuesday at 2:30 right here on KCRW. Frances, thank you.
Very welcome, Steve.